Dolly Parton, you will never go, never forever, although we did lose the iconic, legendary Dolly Parton at 80 years old. But it wasn't just Dolly's incredible music that resonated with generations. It was also the amazing work that she did while on this earth. What am I talking about? Well, if you didn't know, Dolly Parton also provided free, completely free college education, as well as free childcare, free meals, and a dedicated Dollywood employee healthcare center to her employees. She donated over $12 million to families after the Great Smoky Mountains wildfire. She created one of America's largest sanctuaries for non-releasable bald eagles, donated time to visit and entertain hospitalized children, gave $75,000 in recurring local scholarships for her hometown every year. But probably what she is most known for as far as advocacy work is concerned was the work she did to impact literacy rates in America. She distributed more than 325 million free books through her Imagination Library program. Just some of the many things that we will remember her for. And what's fascinating to me is the Imagination Library program is only used in a handful of library associations here in Connecticut, one of which is right here in Stratford. And I thought, what better time than to kind of reconnect with this group in Stratford and why it even came to Fairfield County to begin with. Joining us back on the show, it's been a few years, Janet Langle is with us. And Janet, thank you for giving us the time, especially with the timing of the passing of Dolly Parton. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Melissa, for having me on. And gosh, we're so saddened with this news of her passing.
I know. What an amazing person, though. And she left us with so many great things that we can celebrate her life more than even mourning it. Talk about why Imagination Library. How did that even end up making its way to Stratford?
It made its way to Stratford back in 2019 after I visited the Smoky Mountains on vacation. And one day we went to Dollywood. And as a retired teacher, I was in her, I guess they call it her museum. And there was a whole section on the Imagination Library. And I was intrigued by it. This and I brought it back to our mayor. Back then it was Laura Hoydick, and she was about to become a grandma. So she just took me in and took care of getting us started. And I can't thank her enough for that. And we've been at it for 7 years.
Wow. That's amazing. And to think it, I find it fascinating, Janet, when I was doing research following her passing and I looked and I think it's only four, maybe five. It's not a lot. There are only a handful of municipalities that do the Imagination Library program, which I found really fascinating in Connecticut, at least. I found right. that really fascinating. And I'm wondering if it's because, is it hard to get involved with this or is it really that people don't know about it? I mean, for you, it was this incredible experience you had that you brought back with you and then a partnership with local government. But I was surprised that more municipalities aren't on board with this.
And basically the reason would be because it's a grassroots effort. You need to raise funds in order to be able to start. And that's what we had to do. We needed to raise $20,000 based on our child population. And we did that, but that's why it's not happening all over the state. Now, I did try to go up to the state legislature and ask if they could support it statewide. Not happening yet, but we're still working on that.
That's amazing. So here in Stratford, you have the Imagination Library, and it's been in place for 7 years. How many kids in Stratford have benefited from this program?
Over just about 3,000, and we currently are sending books out to 1,200 children a month.
1,200 children a month?
Getting books in the mail every month, and they look for the mail carrier. They can't wait to get their books.
Okay, that's unbelievable. Okay, so back up, Janet, just so that people understand how this works. So the Imagination Library, again, is aimed at really giving children, it's what, five and under?
Yeah, under, yep. No, under five.
Under the age of five.
Birthday is the last book.
Okay, got it. That's so cute. Okay, So it's all the way from babyhood all the way up until they basically start kindergarten. That's what you're
Correct.
Looking at, kind of the preschool age. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a new book every month if they're signed up for this program up until their fifth birthday?
Right. Age appropriate, high quality, and their name is on the back. You know, this book is for so-and-so. And they get someone in their family to read it to them that night. And when I see them at different family events, they'll come up to me. I always have different books on display. Oh, I love this book, Tad and Dad, or Llama Llama Red Pajama. Yeah.
Wow. That's a big deal. I think that's so. You said, if I heard this correctly, which is amazing, over 1,200 children in Stratford currently get a monthly new book thanks to the Imagination Library program until their fifth birthday.
You are correct.
That is amazing. And now, of course, there's always the question of like, well, you could just go to the library. Why is this such a big deal, Melissa? Why would anybody get on board with this? And I have not experienced this, but what I do think is the difference, and I'm a big library fan, Janet, you and I know. We love a good library. I do. I love my libraries. I love learning. We live in our library. We love them. But there is
some Stratford Library. Yeah.
We love it, right? We love our libraries, and we do. I know we live here in Milford, and we are obsessed with our library. The people who work at our library, like, we love them. I will say, though, there is a different experience. Not that it's equal or better, but it is a different experience when a kid owns that book and doesn't have to give it back. And it's brand spanking new. I mean, I know as an adult, I get excited to go to the bookstore and get myself a brand new book if I want to go back to it, if I want to share it in a book group, whatever the case may be. There is something about the ownership of it, and I didn't know if you could speak to that. For people who may kind of be critics or say, like, hey, what would you need an Imagine library? Why would you need that when you've got amazing libraries? What do you say to that?
I say that the books that the Imagination Library chooses. They have a committee that meets every June, and they really pour through the books that Penguin Random House Publishing sends them. They want to make sure they have different genres for them. So they really work hard on getting authors that share beautiful messages, whether it's about courage, hope, kindness, understanding. And they know that they're going to be read to aloud, so they make sure they have books that the children and their caregiver can discuss and talk about. Then, you know what I'm hearing? That the parents will build bookcases just for their Imagination Library books. So they're very proud of them. They have a special place in their homes for them.
Yeah, and in the books that they're choosing to, Janet, what I think is neat, you were saying, is they're, you know, obviously age appropriate and
right.
I didn't know that they put the names on the back. Like, what an effort. That's so cool. That's
cool. If I'm at an event and someone from nearby, maybe Milford, comes and says, oh, why can't we have it in Milford? Do they have it in Shelton? And I'm saying, well, that's something you might want to talk to your mayor about or whomever. But that's why it's not all over, because Connecticut is not a state where the legislator supports it, along with other places like United Way. They support some of the programs in Connecticut. We're supported through individual donations and corporate donations, and the town is supporting us also.
And that's so important to have that, you know, understanding. And it's funny, like, as I'm thinking out loud and we're having this conversation again, talking to Janet Langle, who was the reason Imagination Library was brought to Stratford in 2019, and it's been going strong, already serving over 3,000 children in that time frame in Stratford alone, which is amazing, and has to help with literacy, has to help with even the engagement between parents and children, or guardians and children, and getting off screens and reading books and imagining and all of those good things. It's a big deal. You know, I'm thinking out loud, immediately after Dolly Parton passed away, Governor Lamont, who doesn't really, to be honest, he doesn't really comment on passing, anybody passing, unless it's a political, you know, a political person, somebody who served in the state of Connecticut, or somebody who, you know, is a prominent politician in Washington. He doesn't really comment on the passing of celebrities, at least in the time I've known him, but professionally, of course. I was surprised he commented on Dolly Parton. And I know part of that is because of Imagine Libraries. Because, again, as I mentioned, there's only, I think, four or five different municipalities that have it. I'm wondering if this changes things.
I certainly hope it would. I think he probably mentioned her because there was an article, I believe it was The Times. There was an article a few years ago. Is there anything we can all agree on? Yes, it's Dolly Parton.
Mm.
In this world.
Mm-hmm.
Who, she's so beloved. There's no one I know who doesn't love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, right. Right. She was the epitome of somebody who truly wanted to fulfill what she felt being a human was supposed to be, which was being part of everyone's story, bringing happiness, bringing joy, bringing acceptance,
right,
inclusion, all of that. And she never got political. I know that she certainly, you know, made it clear like she loved everybody, and maybe in political times and in divisive times that could be seen as controversial, but she never entered that realm. She owned who she, you know, I love that about her. Was she was, you know,
part of her personality. That's, she accepted everyone for who they were.
Right. Right.
Didn't get political. You know, we lost a little sparkle, as I heard last night on the news.
Mm-hmm.
We lost a little sparkle here in the world because of her passing. But, you know, she's known for her outrageous personality, her looks, her appearance. But she matched that on the other side with her songwriting and her beautiful voice. However, to me, I believe her establishing the Imagination Library and all her philanthropy efforts are what makes her such a treasure.
I agree. And the thing I will say I'm grateful for, and Janet, you're a huge part of that, is that she gets to live on through the Imagination Library, for example, which, again, mm-hmm, Stratford's only one of a handful in the state that have this program for students. And I think it's a really big deal. And so I thanked you when I first learned about this years ago. And I want to thank you again, mm-hmm, for bringing this bold idea at the time, Mayor Hoydick for getting on board with it, for the many who made sure you had the money to go through with it. And I mean, I think it's a big deal, and I hope to see more municipalities jump on board with this, not just to, you know, kind of, I think, continue on her legacy and what she stood for, because I think it's a great message just for children in general. But also, you know, literacy is a huge deal. And look, when
it is,
you know, like from a news standpoint, when you hear stories a few years back of a Hartford high schooler who graduated not knowing how to read, We need programs like Imagination Library. We need
do.
That.
And for the parents who are receiving the books, we did receive word last night from the Dollywood Foundation as an affiliate, that assuring us that the Imagination Library will continue, that they have prepared for this moment and for the future, so that it's going to be, their commitment is now stronger than ever to keep this program going.
Well, I, again, appreciate you, Janet, for going to Dollywood, having this idea, bringing it back to Stratford and watching it grow for 7 years now. And I hope it continues to have great success and more people get on board with this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And God bless Dolly.
I know, right? We love Dolly. We do. But her legacy lives on, especially with Imagination Library, which, again, is here in Stratford. You do have to be a Stratford family to benefit from this, but there's really only another few municipalities that do the Imagination Library. And I'm curious now in her passing if we'll see more Connecticut municipalities jump on board, or even at the statewide level. We'll see what happens. We'll let you know. Thank you again, Janet Langle, right here on WICC. And of course, if you want more information in regards to this, you could certainly check out the Stratford, the foundation that is behind this. They have more information, the Stratford Education Foundation. They have more information on their website to get involved with this if you are a Stratford family.